I'd also like to advise Madam Speaker that EFCL is engaged in a live action before the High Court of Trinidad and Tobago. And as a consequence, in view of the sub judice rule, it would not be prudent for me to say anything further on this matter.
Member for Couvreur.
Madam Speaker, could the Minister inform this House if the 41 employees who have been served retrenchment notices by EFCL have been paid their retrenchment sums of money?
Minister Fan.
That is precisely why I do not wish to say anything more on this matter. It is sub judice.